So begin this idea of alternate nostril breathing by breathing in through your right nostril and out through the left. Just imagine that you know how to do it. In yoga, they tend to have you do it with your fingers, but you can actually do it with your intention. So instead of closing off the opposite nostril, just imagine that you know how to breathe in through the right and out through the left, and then breathe in through the left and out through the right. So you alternate left and right. And my friend told me that some scientific evidence shows that this accesses a part of your brain that doesn't usually get access, that perhaps opens the door to states of brainwaves that we would call bliss or ecstasy or joy. So it's worth trying just a little while to practice that alternate breathing. Breathing in on one side, breathing out on the opposite. Breathing in on the opposite, breathing out on the first. So I'm going to be quiet for a little while so I can do it myself while you practice and I practice. And then we'll begin the guided part of the meditation. As we focus on our breathing, we can allow our bodies to relax. We can allow ourselves to simply be centered, delighting in the moving air in this room with the air conditioning system. Grateful that it's cool inside. Delighted that we are blessed to be in this place with beautiful people all around us. If you are listening to this recording, imagine yourself surrounded by beautiful people. Those of us in this room are actually having the experience right now. And I'm thinking of how wonderful it was as I drove into the parking lot that I saw Gwen's smiling face. And so appreciated her friendship and the love she brings to my life. And then I saw other friends in the parking lot and even more in the room. So I invite you now to think of a smiling face. It might be a smiling face of someone in this room, the face of a person that you dearly love, present or in your imagination right now. See their smile, see the twinkle in their eye, and allow yourself to appreciate what this person means to you. The preciousness of this individual. Allow your heart to overflow with love. As you imagine this person, allow your love to flow toward that person, whether they're in the room with you or elsewhere. Just see this precious smiling person, sparkling, loving you and you loving them. And fill your heart with the feeling of being uplifted, of smiling back at this person, of delighting in seeing this individual. This person lives in your heart, whether they are in your room now or not. So think of someone else who's not in the room right now. Someone who makes your heart sing. someone who uplifts you in your life. Someone you might want to reach out and hug if they were present here. And in your mind now, feel the warmth of that hug between you and this person that you care about deeply. Feel the connection, the experience of being heart to heart, face to face with this person in your imagination. And if you're willing, you can allow yourself to feel the infinite, eternal connection between the two of you. The connection that transcends time and space. It allows you to hug them even though they're not physically present here. Allow this hug in your imagination to expand further to someone else, perhaps someone living somewhere else in the world, perhaps someone living in the non-physical now, who once was in your physical world. Feel the loving hug of someone that you love deeply. Abraham says we can feel hugs from within, from our inner being. We can also feel hugs within our imagination from people that we love who are not even physically present or even not on the planet anymore, but still non-physically present. Deeply present in our loving hearts, in our expansive minds, connecting with the life force that is the truth of all being, that is the truth of our being and theirs right now. If it's meaningful to you, see if there's something you'd like to tell this person. Some expression of love or caring. Something you might have wished you'd told them when they were here. Or something you did tell them that you'd like to repeat. You might even choose to ask a question and listen for them to speak to you. Your inner being is love. And anybody you think of's inner being is also love. We can connect at that level of infinite love. allow your heart to overflow with love. The infinite nature of who you are is love right now. And as you allow yourself to love, to appreciate, to compliment, to praise, you are in utter alignment with that infinite nature of your being. And it feels good. So think in this moment of someone you admire. Someone you find inspirational. Could be someone you know or someone you've never met. Someone living or someone no longer physical. An author. A movie producer. An actor. A television personality. A celebrity of some sort. An athlete. Or simply a teacher, a friend, a person that has inspired you in your life. Imagine this person as vividly as possible, and in your imagination, give them a compliment. Tell them how they've influenced you. How you've been touched by the specialness of who they are. And imagine this person graciously receiving your praise. Perhaps this person wanted to be an uplifter and didn't know they'd ever touched you. Interact with the infinite nature of this person. We have access to everyone, living, no longer living on this physical plane. Everyone who's ever touched us, who's moved us. Everyone we've ever loved. Abraham says that we can channel anybody. They suggested Donald Trump for money. We can channel anyone. And so we can channel those that we've been touched by, who we would love to praise and appreciate. And we can bring them into our mind, imagine them clearly, and tell them what they did for us, how they touched us. We can allow our love to flow to them now. The love that our inner being so powerfully shares for everyone we've ever connected with, for everyone we've never seen, too. Our inner beings are very loving, omnipresently loving, everyone and everything. And now see if there's a place that you love, that has inspired you, that has uplifted you. And imagine being in that place at the perfect time of day, sunrise or sunset or high noon or in between. See that place in its perfection. feel your heart soar with appreciation for this place. Bring it fully into your mind. Smell the air. Feel the temperature. Notice the quality of the light. Allow yourself to flex the muscles of your imagination and take you to that precious place. And now invite someone to join you in your mind in that place, to celebrate with you the freedom you have to imagine love. To feel deep appreciation, celebration, and joy. To access the beauty and harmony of life itself. Connect with the feeling of grace. My guides have defined grace as what humans call the incomprehensible friendliness of the universe. Allow yourself in this perfect place to comprehend a little more than you have before of the incredible friendliness of the universe. Feel that stream of well-being that flows to you endlessly. Feel the love that supports and supplies you in every single moment of your life. Always, in all ways, every time. Your inner being brings love into your life in every moment. You are dearly, deeply loved. And in this space of beauty and divine love, you can relax. It's safe to let go. In this place, it's possible to lay down any burden you're carrying. Simply let go of any resistance, any resentment or anger, fear or worry. Allow it to flow into the ground beneath you. And feel the love of the earth flowing up into you, and the love of the universe flowing through you. Feel the love that is yours right now. It's a part of every organ, cell, and system of your body. That love vibrates within you. It strengthens you. It heals your body. It balances everything. It allows bliss and harmony and grace to unfold. Feel the vibrancy of your body, the beauty of your health, the intelligence of yourself as they allow this wonderful love to shine within them, clear and powerful, safe and loved, everywhere and always supported, That's the truth of your life. And it's possible to come to a place in consciousness where you can feel that at will, with your willingness to choose to breathe and relax and remember the love that is your birthright, that is your being, that is your inner being, that is the divine nature of everything and everyone, everywhere and always. So just breathe. Breathe and relax and remember that you have a physical body. Move your fingers and your toes. Wiggle your nose and your ears and your eyebrows. Stretch your neck and your back. Smile at yourself and open your eyes and look around and smile at all the beautiful people around you, bringing the love that you are into this room at this time. And so it is.